Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The U.S. cattle herd is the smallest it's been in a long time. Senior beef and cattle market analyst for Rabobank, Lance Zimmerman, says producers are still contracting their herd sizes.
Yeah, we are. Basically, 2023 will be the fourth year of cow herd contraction. By the time we get our January 1 cattle inventory report, I'd expect the beef cow herd to be probably another 500,000 head, 600,000 head below last year's number. Like I said, in total, 3 million head since the 19 highs. And it's even though cattle prices are exceptional right now, whether it's baby calf prices, weaned calf prices, fed cattle prices, 40-50% above year ago.
The contraction is continuing unabated for one reason.
We still have drought. What I always tell folks is, yeah, California may be looking better. Other areas of the country may have moisture that hasn't for a long time. When it comes to the nation's cow herd, you watch that area of states from Texas up to South Dakota and then over to Iowa and down to Arkansas. Those eight states represent 50% of the beef cows in the U.S. If that area is under drought, the cow herd's under distress. And we're still fighting that drought, even though we've transitioned to El Nino.
And there hasn't been much improvement in the dry conditions.
There hasn't been. And in fact, when you look at the fall and winter outlook from NOAA, there's little pockets here and there that are seeing improvement, but most of the outlook says continuing drought or even worsening. And so the good news is we had just enough timely rain that hay stocks should be stronger on December 1 based on our estimate. So we'll have a little more hay around us to get us through the critical winter period. And so right now we're just kind of hoping for enough winter and spring moisture to prime that pump as we go out to grass turnout. And hopefully as we transition to next fall, then we get into heifer retention.
Producers are feeling some frustration because they can't take better advantage of higher cattle prices.
I would say frustration is down as a whole compared to what we saw leading up to the pandemic and through the pandemic. They're finally seeing profitability, but you're right. There's just a general frustration, I think is a good word to use, that we're so close. We got the price rally we need.
Lance Zimmerman of Rabobank. On the dairy side of the cattle industry, hearings to modernize federal milk marketing orders have resumed. A lot of work ahead. Here's Roger Krein, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau.
What's happening right now is USDA's resumed the hearing that broke in mid-October that went on for 8 weeks before that. There's a hope to get that done in these 2 weeks. Right now, the topic is class one and class two differentials. And there's a long set of witnesses to go over a lot of details for National Milk's proposal. And I expect another long set of witnesses to go over the Milk Innovation Group's proposal.
Krein says there is still one big topic left to cover. Price differentials.
Well, the big thing we're looking forward to is presenting on our proposal to raise the class two differential, which right now is 70 cents per hundredweight. And we are proposing to raise that to $1.56 per hundredweight. And I look forward to USDA recognizing that the logic of their decision from order reform means that they really should be increasing the class two price for the benefit of farmers.
Krein says there is still a long way to go in the federal milk marketing order reform process. And if the hearing doesn't wrap up by the end of next week, which it probably won't, they're almost certain to pick it up again in January. This is Inside Agriculture. Time for one more break.